It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt. I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Fuck you, Cracker.
Yeah.
We are the Aristocrats.
Are we?
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are streaming live on CWERadio.com.
CW.
Click on Aristocrat Special. And you get the chat and the video and all that happy horse shit. I'm Derek, with me as always, Matthew.
Can you bring my volume up?
Yeah. Kevin.
How happy is the horse shit?
And Steven.
Hello.
Good one, Steve.
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
You really fucking hammered that one home.
Well, I was the one that said, fuck you, Cracker, so.
Well, whatever.
I didn't want to.
So what's going on, guys?
Cracker, that's racist.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Kev is back.
Kev is back.
Hey, yeah, I went on a hell of a voyage.
Yeah.
That was a time.
How was your show?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was the Anti-Social Comedy Show hosted by Jim Norton, which I was a little nervous because I didn't know if that meant Jim Norton would be performing or if he would, you know, just introduce people. But he wound up opening the show. It was hilarious. And then it went Norton and then Amy Schumer. And I decided to go take a piss. And
wait, hang on. So where are they hanging out?
No, but they were looking massive.
They are huge.
Even with her on the stage, and we had good seats, but with one person standing on a stage, it's kind of hard to still see them in a big place like that.
Oh, you have to use the rest of her body.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had good seats, so were you sitting on her tits?
Yeah.
Oh, if only. I'd like her tits to sit on me.
He had good teeth.
On my eyes and my nose. And Okay. As cute as she is, she's obviously not funny. So, what? So I went and took a piss and got another drink and then came back.
Did she heckle you when you stood up?
No.
Oh.
I was far enough away that they couldn't tell. Well, there was one guy who got ripped up by Jim Norton for getting up to go. And then Norton's like, all right, go ahead. And as soon as the guy walks out, he looks at the guy's girlfriend and goes, so you want to come up here and like, let me fuck you real quick. He goes, I don't really want to fuck you, but just so he walks back in and sees us on stage and I'm fucking you. It'd just be funny.
Uh-huh. Did she do it?
No.
Oh.
Did she do that like embarrassing laugh? Like, oh, you're just joking.
I'm never coming here again.
Then David Tell came on, and I think of all of them, he was by far the funniest.
Lefty.
What?
What? No.
You all right? Need a lozenge?
All right.
And then Artie closed, but I didn't think it was really all that strong.
No.
Yeah.
Dave Attell definitely stole the show.
He tends to.
Yeah. But, it was more than just the show, though. It was the whole experience of going to the Borgata. And Atlantic City is just a really unique place because you see it's this weird cross of young people trying to like dress up and make a time of it, and then just old people who have already just given up on everything, and
with their last $100. That's it. My last social security. That's it. I'm gonna double it, and I can live another couple months. Nope, it's gone.
One of the first times I went to AC, I was with one of my friend's family members, and family, And we literally, in broad daylight, had like prostitutes asking us, you know, if we wanted to get some fucking.
It's a little more cleaned up
sucky
now.
Fucking.
I don't know. I was there a year and a half ago and got propositioned on the boardwalk.
The boardwalk, yeah. I mean, the actual.
It's probably more like 2 years ago. Yeah, that was a wild time. I don't really like to gamble because I hate losing and I just don't stop gambling. Some would say it's a problem. I don't know.
It sounds like you might be addicted to it.
Yeah.
You got the bug.
Yeah, I got a lot of addictions, but it's another time and place. But we're walking from one casino to another casino, and this old lady just walks up to me and grabs me by the arm.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, "You're a big studly boy."
Whoa!
And I'm like, "Oh, hi, nice to meet you." And she's like, "Why don't we just go out on the beach here?"
Did you?
I mean, it was the best $20 I spent there.
Nice.
You know, better than going to Hooters.
Instant payout.
No. Scared the shit out of me.
Was it better because she tasted like buffalo wings?
No, she tasted like embalming fluid.
Oh.
It's pretty gross.
Just left over from my husband.
I did end up hooking up with a girl there that time, though. And
not this time.
Not this time, no. I was there with the girlfriend.
What is going on with the TV?
I don't know.
Matt, do you see that too?
Somebody knock a mic stand into it?
Don't you have it on a cycle?
A different one. I do, but it just keeps flashing the same thing over and over.
What'd you do?
There's some problems there. Go ahead.
Well, I went there for my cousin's birthday. It was the first time I had ever gone. And we run in this group of girls. And we're like, well, this could be cool. And the whole thing was my cousin was like, it's my birthday and I really want to fuck somebody.
Whoa.
So we're all doing everything we can to get him anything we can.
Yeah.
And we end up meeting these chicks. And I don't know. There's three of them. One might have been a five. And then it was like a three and a one.
But if you add them together.
You got a nine, right?
Pretty good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A one.
I'm a math wizard when I'm drunk. So
describe the one.
Well, I'll describe her this way, because I ended up being the one that fucked her, and...
Wait, you mean you kissed her, you mean kiss.
No, you mean she was...
And she was so fat that I didn't know if I actually penetrated her when I was fucking her, or if I was just in, like, thick, meaty vagina wall.
Now, I just ate Wendy's, so I'm gonna ask you to refrain from repeating that story.
I think it's... Give us an approximate weight.
Oh, God.
5'8", 455.
Well, I was fearing for the sink that I was having relations with her on.
Wait, what?
Wait, so a sink held her up though?
It was one of those ones in the room where it's like a long the countertop, pretty much.
You'll find a way to break it.
Yeah, probably could
have. What did you have to like? Keep her,
but the
hose down or something
My intention was never to let it get that far. I was just trying to occupy her while my cousin put the moves on her friend, who was the three, and then the five ended up being the only one there with the boyfriend. So
occupy the one.
See.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to keep her attention, and at one point I'm just like, you know what? Why don't I just go ahead?
Wow.
So we're up in the room. It's the chick. It's the two chicks and me and my cousin, and then one of our other friends is just passed out drunk on the bed. So I leave my cousin and the one chick in the room. I take this girl into the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, well, we're in here. They could do whatever they're going to do. It's all going to be sweet. Like, I mean, I know I'm fucking with a bush pig right now, like a fucking sea turtle, but I'm fulfilling my cousin's birthday wish. Well, it didn't work out that way.
I
fucked this one.
Mm-hmm.
This disgusting.
By one, you mean the
one.
Number one?
Yeah,
like A1.
Well, I mean, she was more like a really wide zero, but. and then walk out of the room, and there's my cousin laying on the floor, rubbing this girl's feet as she's sitting in a chair, and she just doesn't give a shit.
So you got nothing.
You got worked.
Nothing. And then I just feel disgusted with myself, and it just came to a point where I'm like, all right, you guys have to leave, like we're done, get the fuck out of here,
and take your pig with you.
That is a disgusting
story. Me and Matt shared a bed in Atlantic City one time.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Yeah, Matt, enlighten us.
Did you rub his feet?
No,
I don't know. I don't remember anything about the experience.
What?
Mm-hmm. Huh? That's what you weren't saying the night after.
Was that the one where you just farted in your sleep?
Yes.
Tore ass from the giving birth position.
In my sleep.
Wait, I don't think we shared the bed at that one. We went there several times with my family.
Uh-huh.
I think I was sleeping on a cot.
It was the same time we were keeping an eye on your great-grandma.
Yeah, I think I was sleeping on a cot because I remember observing you while not being in the bed. And you're tossing and turning, and like all of a sudden you just like I see the sheets like go up, like I can tell like your knees are perched, and I'm like, because I knew something was coming.
Here he comes.
Wow.
Ow. Yeah, it was.
You gotta warn me when you do that.
It was.
Or don't do it right into the mic. That's better.
Yeah, felt fucking good.
Yeah, well, the one that I did gave you a better idea. It was loud and quick.
Yep.
With the quickness.
I was an Olympic speed farter.
Oh, yeah. Brian Shred Geen on Twitter had come. We went together to the show, and he reminded me that the funniest line that Artie Lang had delivered was not even his own joke, but something that he was quoting from Norm Macdonald.
Oh.
Which was, gambling is the only disease that you can make a lot of money having.
You can.
His delivery was better.
Unless you're gay. That's my Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
My Morn McDonald.
He's like a sedated Iron Mike.
Yeah, what the shit?
Matt and I spent the whole ride coming back from the Bloomfield show last weekend just doing Norm Macdonald. Just talking about how great Norm Macdonald was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Glad I went home with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually got in the back seat, and Kev's like, you know, somebody can come sit in the front. And I was just like, as Richie was like about to open the door, he's like, oh, okay, I'll sit in the back, yeah, because I like flew out the side of the door. I could hear the door like close as I was coming. Okay, I'll sit in the back, yeah.
The live wire.
A little spark.
Rich McGuire.
A little spark.
He's something else. I really think we should have him on.
God. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea.
The guy's bound to be a legend.
Yeah, I do agree.
And we can make him a legend in professional wrestling and podcasting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He would be an interesting character. Have on the show, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's fantastic.
Book it. Have them call in.
We could book.
What's that number again?
732-361.
Krat.
That's 2728.
Splat.
For all you people who don't know how to fucking spell.
Yeah. As far as B Shop hasn't called, but he might not be allowed to use a phone on
probably
some days.
Not. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Three nights and weekends,
Shabbos,
bro.
Or something. Yeah. I heard that if you knock the phone off the receiver with your elbow, then you can use it.
Just accidentally bump into it.
Oops.
Oh. Wow, Matt,
where did that come from? Matt's the only person that burps and his teeth like flap forward.
What?
Like a Ren and Stimpy thing.
Like it's like a drawbridge.
Just like tie streamers to your teeth.
Is the phone
like a fan?
Is the phone hooked up?
Yeah. Is it operational?
Somebody should fucking call.
Okay, I'll call.
You know, it's an important birthday today.
Who?
Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
He died a year ago, right?
Yeah. Well, 2011. Born 1955. Certainly a pioneer in American business. And
when's his death birthday?
When's his death birthday?
Wouldn't that's be a good question. Death anniversary or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's another important birthday today. The Nazi Party was formed February 24th.
About 100 years ago.
And the Pope was there.
1920.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope was there.
Did we ever decide why the Pope is leaving? It's got to be something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's something going
on. It's not just like, oh, I'm too old, because, well, I mean.
The hats make his ears look big.
Well, he is like the shit.
Can you imagine?
He's really self-conscious about his ears.
Does this make my ears look big?
Yeah, it kind of does. Oh, fuck it. No, forget it.
They were calling him Popey Lobes, because his ears just look
like. There's a show title.
He's like, stop it with my lobes.
I don't know what kind of accent to give him.
Yeah.
German. It almost sounded like Dudley Moore.
Does this make my hat? I don't even know.
Hey, Lobes, come bless my water over here.
Are there any Jews in here?
Did you say Jews in ears?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
But something's got to be going on with him. He can't just be.
Yeah.
John Paul George Ringo was there to his death. And he was in no.
The last time there
shame.
Was a resigned fucking pope was like 1415.
600 years ago. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he's just sitting in like Popeville and just going, man, this shit blows. Like, I want
to
get
go back
here.
To Nazi Germany.
It'd be funny if like the cardinals and like the bishops like voted him out.
Yeah.
And it'd be like Pope Survivor. Or Pope Idol.
Pope Idol.
I think
with Vatican
is,
Idol.
I think what it is he's going to die soon and it's going to come out like
he might be
how vicious
Leo.
Of a Nazi he was.
Wow.
Probably, yeah. He's probably stabbing people in the Vatican with his Hitler Youth knife and stuff.
Yeah. He was caught buttering bread with his fucking.
No, caught buttering a bagel.
Yeah.
Putting some schmear on a bagel.
A little bit of judo.
That's racist.
We're not about racism around here.
Fucking ID game or whatever.
Anti-Semitic.
The Game Boy?
The Game Boy.
The D is silent.
I'm glad he fucking manned up and called, huh?
Mm. Yeah, what a jerk off this we're guy waiting. Was. Does anybody even have a clue what caused this?
No idea.
He was a pissed off cracker.
Yeah, we got some.
Who wants to take this? Kevin, you want to tell the story?
Well, I mean, you could probably fill in a lot of the gaps because you were the one that I'm pretty sure that was actually in contact with him. But
well, I got it here, so
yeah,
I'll read the
because I really don't know anything about.
Essentially,
this.
There was an annoyed. I don't know if it was a listener, if they saw something that was on our Facebook, something along those lines, who was messaging the Facebook page. Calling us racist.
I don't even know how to get to the messages on here.
Well, Zyklon B. Shaps in the room says that his name is, in fact, because of the birthday of the Nazi Party today. He's celebrating.
Oh.
What a good little anti-Semitic Jew.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going? Is this your radio show?
Yeah, you. I can't. I don't know where it is.
Derek, you talk you. And
oh, wait, here it is.
Kev will talk him.
Why don't you say what you think this guy sounds
Kev,
like.
All right, yeah, Kev, you do the part of Lex Luthor.
Okay.
And I will do the part of the Aristocrats radio show.
Well, that's Lex the Game Boy, DaGameBoi on Facebook.
Can I play Tetris on him?
Lex the Game
Boy.
Maybe you
can. Well, I'm taking a big dump.
BOI.
No, he's
just a gamer boy. I said, see you later, boy.
Yeah, he's actually just mostly into Donkey Kong.
Yeah, or chess.
All right. So I get this message randomly.
We're going to role play.
Yeah,
here.
You do Lex.
Okay. And this is how I envision him sounding since he's so
Donkey Kong.
Hey, how's it going? Is this your radio show?
And I said, yep.
So your radio station expresses racist views.
Wait, there's a how's it going in there?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, like, really?
Hey, how's it going in
all
capitals?
Caps. Hey, how's
wait,
it going?
Wait,
he was
wait,
yelling.
Wait.
And he does something that really irks me. He puts a space before like periods or exclamation points or question marks.
He puts spaces before he punctuates.
Yes.
And after he
so he's uneducated.
I
want to
go
back to
there.
The hey, how's it going? Because if you're like, usually if you're going to like attack somebody's show, you don't say like, hey, how's it going to start out.
Well, it said, hey, how's it going in capitals? ? Is this your radio show? ?
Okay.
And I put yep.
That's second. So your radio station expresses racist views. ?
And I put, pardon? Do I know you?
We were reading a post about the black kid that got slapped on the plane, and you made a comment that did not come across as tasteful.
Who's we?
Us faggots over here, you dumb bitch.
He did not say that.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
You be serious?
I got into the character. I was ad-libbing a little bit. All right. That's not very important, but we'll keep in mind that you claim to be a radio station.
No, Matt, did you notice that keyword? We'll keep in mind.
Yes.
His posse.
Mm. To which I responded, "We don't claim that at all. We are a podcast. We have no sponsors and generate no money for doing this. If you have something to say, say it. Otherwise, stop messaging me, hiding behind your little chessboard picture."
I said what I had to say. I just wanted to acknowledge the statement you made. Thanks.
What statement?
We still don't know.
That we're a radio show, I guess? I don't know.
I don't understand.
I have no idea what this is even stemming from.
Well, wait a minute. So there's a post about the slapping of the African American child.
I mean, we talked about it in the super secret private page.
Yeah.
But that was just us. Uh-huh. So I didn't at least go out and discuss this.
I don't
with
even
anybody.
Think the story was put up on the Facebook page.
No, that's I thought maybe because Kev, you used to do this. You would go onto news sites or whatever and grab something we talked about and comment on it and say and promote the show. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we talked about this on our show. So I thought maybe somebody did that, but
you're not going to find it, man. There's no posts.
There's nothing.
I have no idea.
So ultimately, he had to listen to the show.
I guess.
But why would he say it was a post?
I have no idea. This person's insane.
Okay.
Okay, tough guy. Bring me on your show for an interview so I can slap the hell out of you.
Yeah, I want a link to this post.
So he threatened to slap us.
Yeah. We told him to call in.
Yeah.
Gave him the phone number.
And what happened?
Well, nothing. Tough guy isn't calling.
Tough guy!
Oh! he even said, yeah, I think I'll call in. What's the number?
I gave him the number.
And we gave it to him. Well, it's only 7:28. The night is young.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear from this checkerboard faggot.
Yeah. Ow.
Yeah. I just
from Tom's River.
I just replied to him again. We are waiting.
Yeah, from Tom's River. Because he's from Tom's River.
Was that all that was said? Was that the whole rundown?
Well, I mean,
that was the whole cosplay?
Yeah. Yeah, so
we were LARPing Facebook messages.
From this record producer.
Nice. Yeah. So we did our work. We did our homework. We know, like, everything about him.
This record producer from Lakewood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if somebody has a problem with us, but at least tell me what the hell we did.
Yeah, tell us what the problem is.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, so many people are like that.
I mean, if he's sitting there on Bay Avenue in Tom's River, and he's got some kind of issue, like, just
like, oh, man, my house, you know, it's like only worth $240,000, you know?
I mean, I've got your number. 732-620. And you got our number. 732-361 Krat. Call us.
2728.
Krat.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to call.
Of course not.
He ain't going
to. He wanted to come here and slap us.
Yeah. He's going to slap all of us.
With his fucking pimp hand way strong.
He's going to slap us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to come there and slap you, Philly.
Yeah, anyway. Yes, Anthony. It says, because it says radio show in your title, fucker. Yeah, but it's not a real radio show. This is fake.
Yeah, we're not radio. We're a show.
Well, we are on CWE, the Internet Radio Network.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe this person wanted to try and take on sponsors or something like that. Like
ultimately,
complain.
I think what he was trying to get at
like,
was...
They're saying these horrible things. You shouldn't be supporting
like, get us
them.
Fired from our own show. That
and
we
if
do.
That's the case, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, man, I love when you curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the case.
Put the boots to him,
I think ultimately what he wanted to do was just drop a little sample on her show. That's what he wanted to
probably.
Do. A little bit of Dre. Beats by Dre.
Wicca Wicca.
Wicked
Clown.
Yeah. This sounds like
a pussy.
And you know what? I looked at the posts that Kev showed me, and you can tell just by the capital letters and how things are worded and stuff that we're dealing with somebody who's not very intelligent.
Yeah,
you know?
Not intelligent, yeah. Lazy, probably smells bad.
He's on unemployment probably.
And
the water beads on his hair. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying that to marginalize or dismiss the guy. I'm just saying it as like, oh, God, this is what we have to deal with. Mm-hmm. Like the first person to like openly criticize the show in some time.
Yeah,
you know, this is it. Like somebody who's probably
ignorant.
Yeah, just ignorant,
uneducated.
Four more letters than a fool.
Yeah,
don't know who his daddy is.
Whoa, I don't know. Who
I
my
don't
dad
want to
is.
Spend any more time on this.
Well,
just getting chicken grease all over his keyboard as he's writing angry messages.
Wait, no, that was me.
Huh?
Oh,
Yeah.
Well, see this keyboard.
I'm street viewing the guy's house right now.
See, here's the here's the problem I have with people like that, though. Like, if they actually listen to us, we make fun of everybody, every race, every culture, including ourselves.
Well, we shouldn't have to explain that. It should be understood.
It's for the sake of entertainment.
Yes.
We tend to offend.
It's satire.
Yeah.
And we are protected.
Under satire law.
No, it's suntire.
Like raisin in the sun?
Yeah. Oh. What the hell is raisin in the sun?
It's like a raisin in the sun.
It's a book about slaves.
Yeah, I know.
Let's move on here.
Why y'all be acting a fool?
Let's watch this video.
Oh? RoboCop.
Give me a full screen.
Not RoboCop.
Match you.
I'm going to try to guess this is a kid taped up.
Sandusky police released this picture of the face of a boy, a second grader
police?
With everything but his nose, completely duct taped. Detectives say the boy's mother, 31-year-old told police she was playing around with
She's
her friend
retarded.
And her kids when she sent this picture to the boy's father, her ex.
I opened it up and it
Wait, that thing that we just saw had a
is that I the gamer?
Dad, Rudy Yotto said Ennis called it funny. He disagreed and went to police. Ennis told police no one was hurt. And she was joking.
She indicated it was just horsing around, but as parent, no. Like,
I love deep voiced black dudes.
Yeah.
Putting duct tape around your kids.
With thin mustaches.
Putting duct tape around your fucking kid. Okay. So, yeah, apparently this.
So I duct taped my kid's face shut. No big deal. We're just horsing around.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of the woman, though?
Yeah.
Like, she was definitely retarded.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Like, she's a class act.
Yeah. Like, she would request that we not throw her away.
Like, when your two front teeth go up, like, towards your nose, and the rest of the teeth are not like that.
Well, she has, like, weirdly distributed gums.
Yeah, no, that's from chewing on pennies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly distributed.
But look at who was willing to fuck her.
Yeah, that guy was pretty
like, you could just, like, look at her face. Dude. Look at her face. You could just, her laugh, she's like,
some nice dimples.
Where do we see this picture of the kid coming to duct tape?
And why does her fucking bangs have a bald spot? What? I don't get that.
It looks like she shaved her head and it's been growing in for about a year.
It looks like there's like a stocking on her head.
It looks like this picture was taken in 1972.
And it wasn't.
Now,
she has like 75% gums.
Can we get? Is there any way we can get like a side by side of her husband, or at least
I
just
a
picture
have
up?
A picture of him.
Well, you can't take a screenshot from the video, you peckerneck.
Wow, you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, you're asking for a lot here.
Because he was big.
Yeah,
he was a big fella.
How many XL shirt was he wearing?
Wow, 7.
Yeah, actually, probably you are probably
but
accurate.
I mean, the kid.
He looks like RoboCop.
That's
Mini.
What I said.
Yeah. With a unibrow.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I guess there's something under the tape.
In her defense. In her defense.
If that was just duct tape on skin, there'd be some problems.
There's something under the tape. Eyebrows.
Yeah.
And
well, there was.
Lips and
skin cells.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say, in her defense, the kid looks like he's happy. He looks like he's smiling.
Yeah, that's because his face is mushed upward into the little space where his nose and cheeks are.
Unless he has those high, retarded cheekbones like his mom.
Or he's Asian.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Oh, is that a dog turd in the carpet next to him, too?
Oh, I hope so.
It looks like in cartoons when they give somebody or in movies and stuff, when they give somebody like a total facelift, and they're like, let's unbandage.
Oh, like Joker.
Yeah.
Real slow.
Give me the mirror!
I did the best I could do. And that red thing there in the corner on top of ABC looks like her bra.
Yeah, she's definitely not a...
Her bra.
Is the TV...
Now, would you?
TV is possessed
wrong with
today.
It.
I have no idea.
Would you? Would you?
Irritating.
The kid?
No.
How?
No. Okay, yeah. No, the mom.
With the tape on, maybe.
Derek, would you fuck the mom?
No.
Why not?
Because she's... Disgusting.
Retarded. Yeah, she's.
Can we find her Facebook and poke her?
Ooh.
That's our new gimmick. We do stories. We poke the people that are in it.
Wait, what? Yeah, what's her name? Did I say your name in the story?
I don't even know.
Let's listen to it one more time. It was short.
God. You want more pictures of her?
Hold on.
I actually want to see
Maria.
I want to see what her tits might look like.
Oh,
I want to see
Tiffany Ennis. E N N I S.
Because there's a good possibility her rack is perfect.
Oh my god!
Wonderful. Good possibility. If she had a perfect rack, I'd have to probably say.
Oh, here she is.
Oh boy!
You found her Facebook?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Oh, no.
Yes, she has an awesome fucking deformed forearm.
Wow. Really, look at her
fucking Popeye forearm.
That's not... That's not Popeye.
Well, blow me down.
Tape my kid.
Yeah, look. I think it's her shirt says, "You say cray, you say crazy, I say cray."
Is that really?
That's what it says, I think.
What is wrong with her?
Oh,
arms?
You know what it says? You say crazy like it's a bad thing. That's what it is.
Why would you take a picture in that shirt?
She's got right, John come on, next Cena picture. Forearms without the muscle.
Yeah.
That's it. These are the only two pictures.
That's it?
Yeah, this shirt, this one, and then she was like, let's get my arms out of there.
Because it looks like her tricep is trying to eat her elbow.
Yeah.
She cropped out her banana hands.
Her fucking bingo wings.
Oh, God. What the fuck kind of fucking cover photo is that?
You going to poke her or what?
Yeah, poke her, Derek. Just poke her.
Shoot her poke.
Here's the kid sans duct tape.
The kid's white?
What is this? Oh, my God. She got her ass kicked.
Wait, what is that? What is that?
That's her son, dude.
What does it say?
She's also beating him.
Get out of here.
Son decided to climb a tree, and he went to get out of it.
Why would she post pictures of that?
Is that his stomach?
My son decided to climb a tree, and I chopped it down.
With my teeth.
Sure.
You didn't poke her.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not going to poke her. I want nothing to do with her.
Faggot.
Kev Poker.
How do you spell her last name?
E-N-N-I-S.
Ennis.
This bitch is getting poked.
I'm going to poke this bitch. I'm gonna poke this motherfucker.
I just see a little black girl.
If she ever responds to your poke, just be like, I just saw you on the news.
Am I misspelling Tiffany?
Probably.
T-I-F-F-A-N-Y?
That is correct.
Maybe she has an eye. I don't know.
It could be.
An eye, a couple teeth. Found her!
Oh, boy.
And let me know when you poke her.
It's poker day.
What if you get a response from her?
What if she has no idea she's on the news?
Fuck, I can't poke her because we're not friends.
Just friend her. That's even worse.
Yeah, friend.
Well, her and Corey Havoc are about to be friends.
Yes, and then poker.
And I'm a poke this bitch. Sandusky, Ohio.
What a terrible name for a town.
Well, now.
You well, think the they town would change was named before
I'm
the
sure yeah, but you I'm think sure it was would, great 2 years ago.
You think they would change it, though?
Yeah, it's a shower rape, Ohio.
Yes. To man boy love, Ohio.
Nice.
Nambla, Ohio.
Oh, fucking wow.
Is doing this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that.
I don't either.
I'm out of ice and I want more Kraken before 8.
You know, when they say you're not supposed to eat or drink, they don't mean drink alcohol.
Oh. Oh, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think so.
No.
So, 1989.
Yeah?
February 24th, 1989. The United Airlines flight 811 bound for New Zealand from Honolulu, Hawaii, rips open during flight, blowing 9 passengers out the business class section.
Whoa. Like out the ass? Damn. Out the business end?
The business class.
Just start shitting
I
people.
Like yeah. Oh!
All right, I got to shut this TV off because it's really pissing me off.
Just don't look at it.
I will just. I can't. It's in the side of my face.
People need to know the number, dickweed.
Well.
Well, we gave it
well,
to
go
him.
On. I'm going to try and do a little switch up here.
We gave him the number. It's 1-900-909-9900.
Well, I know someone that said they were going to call, and they haven't. So
faggot.
Call.
Call or haven't.
Matt, is it still on the chat?
Nobody else.
What?
Is the screen still on?
Yeah,
the
I'm
chat?
Good.
Okay. Did nobody pick up on the fact that I just gave out the number to the WCW hotline?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I was talking.
Me and Gene Okerlund.
Yeah. What was the number again?
1-900-909-9900.
Correct.
Oh, okay. It's working.
Oh.
Oh, did it again.
No, I think we're good now.
All right. Anthony, are you
We never saw the Clutch and Wiggle one as we were doing the show, right?
I don't know.
Whoa. What's Clutch and Wiggle? He wants to hang out with us all, you know, as a group.
Yeah. Who, Wiggle?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I know, there's like a 3-month-old.
Yeah, well, because
it's like a 3-month-old thread.
Because, yeah, it's true.
Everybody has, when are we getting together? When are we getting together?
The CEO of CWE wants to get us and another podcast together for some beers, some good laughs.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Kevin's schedule, we can't do it ever.
Okay, who is me?
I don't know.
Me?
Yeah. Because
in the chat room?
Yeah.
It's probably Anthony.
Can we talk about the Mr. Motion 7-Eleven incident?
What?
I don't know.
Who's saying that?
Me?
Me.
Me?
Not me, but me.
Yeah, you.
In the chat, me.
You're in the chat.
No. Who's on first?
Yeah, that's who is on.
Well, it would be the rhino with three balls if you walked him.
Hmm. I don't know who me is, but the Mr. Motion 7-Eleven story is actually pretty kick-ass.
It's hilarious.
And we could probably just get the news story and play it if you're interested.
We have a phone call.
Oh.
Oh.
Let's go to it.
Hi, who's this?
Turn your radio down.
Who the fuck do you think it is, pal?
Whoa, it's Slater.
Slater.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What's going on, kid?
Language. You're in a house of God.
Wow. He said seven words. He's already cursing.
Who is this?
Is this
you better relax yourself.
What do you want to go by?
Caller, what's your name and where you're from?
First time caller. This is Gene.
Gene, you liar.
Hi. From upstate New York, Saskatchewan.
All right, Gene, do you have anything to add on the retarded lady duct taping her kid's face?
No. I have a lot of things to add about the fact that Matt watched Steve sleep in AC.
That was awkward.
I find that a bit disturbing.
Oh, you love it.
This sounds like Josh Silver from Type of
Nation. Number one's not on the show today because he's out celebrating the Nazi birthday.
Okay.
Go with that. I don't really give a shit about the lady taped her fucking kid's face, to be honest with you. It really doesn't bother me all that much.
You kid probably ate all her cookies.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Soft-baked Chips Ahoy's.
I don't know. And now you're friends with her on Facebook, I see, huh?
Yeah, I'm friends with her. I'm going to poke her.
Wait, she
I'm
going to
get
it?
Nudes. It's going to be sweet.
Does she already approve it?
I don't know, man. I got to wait for the order.
That shit's instantaneous. That
dude, there's probably a good chance she's only allowed on Facebook for like an hour a day. Before her
ARC representative tells her to go away.
Yeah. Before the ARC rep's like, oh, nope, sign off. Matthew needs to go on next.
That's it. Share and share alike.
Now,
I will also comment. I guess I'm like late in the stream, maybe, but I'll comment on the farting and your sleep that you guys were talking about before.
Mm.
I do it constantly.
Uh huh.
I don't know what my problem is.
Slater, you don't have a problem is the problem. It's perfectly normal and fun.
Well, thank you. As long as you're saying it, I guess that coming from you, it means a lot.
I mean, shit, I did this like fucking 12 years ago, and it still pops. So it's a good thing.
It still pops. I guarantee
you're over.
Yes.
You're over now. It doesn't matter what you did.
Yeah.
You're over.
I could die right now and die a happy man because I farted in my sleep in front of Matt and his great-grandma.
On the subject of farts, one of the best advantages of having a dog now, just something I love to do, is just farting right next to her and watching her get scared and run away.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Your dog's just like, your asshole does that?
Uh-huh.
I'm out of here.
Now, B-Shep says he farts in his sleep all the time.
And then he wipes with his brother's yarmulke.
So,
see, now you're going to get a call from this guy about being racist.
Oh, I can't wait.
Or prejudiced or whatever he wants to label you guys.
Look, the racist one is the one wiping their ass with the yarmulke, not us.
Yeah, you know what's good about Slater here is he's been listening. He's been catching up on all the shows.
I thought it was Gene.
Gene
Slater.
Gene Slater, actually.
Oh.
Gene Slater.
It's better than Rotten Ralph. But he caught up on all the shows. He's you know, becoming a now.
I've had nothing else better to do, so I've been trying.
What are you in prison?
Actually, well, nobody in Saskatchewan fucking has anything better to do.
You know what it was, man. The whole thing with that piece of trash NWSWCFA fucking promoter. That
JK,
whole segment that you guys did really caught my eye, and I'm like, what is it? Rude dude shooting. Like, what? Let me see this. And
well, wait a minute. No, that sounds like a different video.
Double
yeah,
Team
well, that's what I thought at first. I was like, okay, they're branching out over there. That's nice. Good for them. But I actually listened to the whole thing, the shoot, and then I started listening to, you know, previous episodes, and then just kind of been keeping up to date the past couple of weeks.
And you fell in love.
I'm not going to say that I'm surprised by that whole thing, and I'm not going to turn this into a wrestling show because I know Derek hates that. So
yeah, wrestling's for queers.
Because Derek is the most unathletic person on earth.
Derek looks at me as if it's
the only
it's not true.
The only athletic
come
thing.
Come on, Matt, back me up.
The only athletic thing Derek does at his age is open up fucking JBC wrappers and cracking bottles
and look to see if there's tomato.
He's
on
cracking
it.
Open the cracking.
He's blowing up looking for tomatoes.
it's funny though because I actually after moving or whatever, I found like all my 8x10 glossies or whatever from the indies. You know.
Oh wow.
And I found. unfortunately, this horrible printout of the Dapper one, signed by Dapper Johnny Falco.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which I think I actually paid $2 for, to be honest with you.
Two full dollars.
I'm
wow.
I'm laughing my ass off because I'm like, I could call up and totally rip these guys right now on Skype, and I'll just use this stupid autographed picture.
Oh, you're getting real choppy.
Oh, man, you're breaking up.
Yeah, you might have to call back there, Slater Gene.
It's the Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it's the Saskatchewan's fucking... yeah, he's going to have to call back there, Derek. He's getting too choppy.
You know, that actually just reminded me of something, and you know, not to get in on Dapper again, but we actually did a show, and Dapper was so pissed off that he'd been losing money for a while that he took all of the promo pictures that guys had given him over the years and started selling them. And it was all guys who've been on the indies for, like, the last decade and weren't a part of the show, but he had collected them. And what he didn't really give a shit about was the fact that people's, like, phone numbers and email addresses and personal information were written on these pictures.
Incredible.
But he was just – he had a stack of them and was selling them for $1 each.
You know what he had me doing?
but he's on disability and he's making no money though, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else he had me doing? He had me take. I was doing the TV wrestling clown gimmick for him, so I had 8x10s made of that, so I could make a little rub for that.
Made by me.
And he had me sign like 10 of them so he can use them as a fan giveaway during intermission. How horrible is that?
Did you sign
it? So 10 kids out there right now have worthless clowns.
Yeah. And they think like the legit fucking doink they have an autograph from him.
No, you listen here. When the dudes break it huge, that's going to be worth something because it's going to be like, that's not really doink.
It's
actually
really
fucking international wrestling, intergalactic wrestling superstar, Rampage Rogers.
That would be a great title for the Two Rudes porn video. The dudes break it huge. And it could be on like
featuring China.
Rudebros.com.
Where'd the cutout go?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Where's the big ass China cutout?
Oh, I forgot to.
In the background.
It's actually under Derek's fucking blanket on his bed.
Classic face.
People need to see the cross-eyed face Derek just made.
It was on the chat.
Can you give it to us again?
No, give it to. What do you mean give it again? It's on net. Oh, this fucking guy.
Oh, man. He's
so photogenic.
Will China show up for Thursday's show? Thursday's
sure.
show?
Yeah.
Hey, Gene Slater.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember like the first show we all went to as a group? Do you remember sitting in
Indie-wise?
Yeah.
I believe it was at Holy Family and the Booty Man and Jimmy Snuka and Greg Valentine were there.
Ooh. Yes.
And then I think like 2.5 weeks after that, there was the one with Sid where he was walking around the hallway blinking constantly.
he was keeping a character. But actually, yeah, that same show was actually Bundy was there too. And that's when everyone lined up for Bundy 8x10s and no one went to fucking Greg the Hammer Valentine. Yes. Except for me.
I would go to Greg before.
Well, I did because I felt bad. Like the guy was just fucking miserable.
Yeah, well,
he looked like leathery and just drunk.
I had a show poster at the very first show I ever went to, and I went up to him to get it autographed, and he's like, sorry, I only autograph things that I'm selling. So I go to walk away, and this chick walks up with a handful of WWF trading cards and gives them to him, and he starts signing them, and I turn around and go, hey, you're signing her stuff. What? I thought you said, and he goes, well, this is real merchandise.
It's official merchandise.
I honestly hated him ever since. Just because of that.
Like, come back when you grow a set of tits.
Fucking deep. I already had tits at that point.
No. Greg the Tool Valentine.
Big fat 13.
Now, Gene, remember we were sitting in Matt's family's vehicle waiting to go. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
There was something. We were getting held up.
I gotta be honest with you. The probably my for indie wise my three favorite. Group indie things were the first one we went to because I think that was like when we really started branching out to go to stuff like that.
The second was
when I was your manager in the middle of nowhere in Howell.
Yeah.
When you fought Antonio in a bull rope match or corners match.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, like yeah, I remember that.
And I think my all-time favorite, because it was probably the last one I went to, was when you guys had that squash match against Lupus and the other Mongoloid. I don't even know what the guy's name was, but
Harley Lewis.
Remember you guys going, trying to call some stuff in the back, and he was like, man, I don't like to call my matches, bruh.
He sat there with his arms folded, and rather than say, let's just call it in the ring, he goes, I don't like none of that scripted stuff.
And I believe Steve had a concussion, one of his many
several.
Medical.
Yes. I think I ended up with more than one that night.
Did he have a concussion or something like that after the match?
Yeah, I actually went to the
and
hospital.
Matt was drawing, somebody had some, that crazy chick drawing tattoos on his arm.
Yeah,
yeah, that was weird.
Oh. I just saw her a couple months ago.
Rats.
But yeah, I went to the hospital after that. I think I sustained more than one concussion in that match.
Whoever me is in the chat says Valentine looks like the old lady from Goonies.
Yes, he does.
It's wet, isn't it?
It's got to be Clutch.
Owen!
Owen doesn't have any friends.
Throw the hammer from the train. Is that the same woman?
Yeah. Throw mama from the train.
She's also one of the hobos in Scrooged.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What's this on the way to the event car story?
Yeah, because I don't remember this.
Fresh my memory.
Well, I think we were getting angry because we were fucking like running late. And I forgot who it was directed to, but I said like, I think I used a dapper line and said, your mother's cunt or something. Your fat cunt or something stupid. I don't even know.
Family?
I thought it would jog your memory more than mine. I only got like bits and pieces.
What show was this?
Grandma flip out? Wasn't something like
somebody was flipping out. And we were getting pissed.
What show was it?
It was the Holy Family one we were going to. It was the first one we were going to as a group.
My grandfather took us?
Yep. And that was the one that I was calling Dapper, actually. I was screaming at Dapper Johnny Falco. I was calling him a porch monkey in the middle of fucking like 1,000 people. And then Steve number one's like, yo, dude, you gotta pipe down. There's black people over there.
Steve of all people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta respect them.
Uncle Adolf himself.
Hey, take it easy. There's a bunch of niggers over there.
Oh, Lex the Game Boy is going to be so pissed.
Oh,
the Game Boy.
Yeah, he's definitely calling in now.
I mean, dude, he's a character.
He won't even answer the fucking messages now. Fucking
I just wrote in all caps, come on, tough guy.
No.
I'm going to send him pictures of Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Wrestling show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now a wrestling show. It's official.
See you later, Steve.
Bye, Steve. Steve just went to the private studio.
That's creepy.
So we got anything else, or is that it?
No, man. If I hear anything, I will call back for sure. Okay. I enjoy listening to you fellas.
Well, whatever you're doing, make sure that you throw one back for this special day today, February 24th, because it is the Independence Day of Estonia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless Estonia.
Hey, Slater, where are you living these days?
I am living in upstate New York the Hudson Valley. We live in Gardner, near New Paltz. I don't know. It probably makes no sense to you guys whatsoever.
No, cool. Oh no, it makes sense. I'm street viewing you right now.
Oh, there you go.
I was just curious. Yeah, so you're definitely not a hop, skip, and a jump away, like you used to be.
Maybe like an hour 40, two hours.
No, that's not too
give
bad.
Or take. Been up here for about a year and a half, 2 years now. So
okay,
how about that.
So far, so good.
How's your pop doing?
How's my dad doing?
Yeah.
He means your soda.
He's all right, man. He's hanging in. That's a freaking show. I think that's a show in itself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're just kind of waiting and hanging. That piece of, I could say a lot of things. But
if you don't want to talk about that right now, that's fine.
I don't really care either way. That's no skin off my back. Yeah. But basically what's been going on to catch up with speed with that is they've been to court probably 5 or 6 times.
Oh, really?
And it's been postponed every time because this defense attorney basically has been sending pleas, to my parents through the prosecutor, and my parents are like, go F yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no.
And what he's trying to do is get them to be so tired of going to court that they'll eventually accept one of his worthless pleas.
Yeah.
That'll be the end of it. But
uh-huh.
It's not the case at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, the funny thing enough is if you Google this upright, beautiful, upstanding citizen, in his name, he's been arrested probably about 3 times.
Do we know who it is? Is it a local or somebody that
the kid lives 3 houses down from my parents.
Oh, wow.
You want to not rifle through the fries on the microphone?
Oops, I thought it was off still.
Oh, you guys are eating? That's a surprise. Soon they'll be belching. This is going to be good.
That's Matt.
I was going to say, I could always look to hear Matt belching on the mic repeatedly through the episode.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anything else you guys want to catch up on?
It's a crazy situation. It's interesting to see, I guess, how you kind of have to have faith in certain times
sure.
in the legal system,
mm-hmm.
which, I don't know, I've never really been a big fan of.
And well, George Michael said it best.
I don't know. Got it just, to me, too many people get away with so much.
Mm.
And from what we've been hearing, you know, you get these kind of, well, he's a first-time offender. Even though it's like a second degree assault,
you know, aggravated assault.
And listen, when the justice system doesn't serve you, you take justice in your own hands, bro.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, again, of course,
justice will be served.
You know, it's crazy because I'm actually kind of happy that I wasn't living down there.
Yeah, you might have gotten in trouble.
Because yeah, and I'm not a tough guy by any means, but.
You were in fourth grade when you flipped me off walking home and I was on the bus.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, and then I got freaking detention for you, dickbag.
Yeah, because I told on you.
Yeah, fucking rat.
Oh, shit, I was such a gay kid.
I told on you.
Yeah.
He did.
And I remember going. I remember
some asinine comment out the bus window. Like, I wish there was a telephone pole by so he could have clipped his head off. He said some asinine comment to me and I flipped him off.
I don't even remember what
grade,
I said.
I think fourth grade, fifth grade.
Oh, it was like fourth grade. Yeah, I remember going home and telling my
parents.
I
think I remember what the comment was. I think he yelled, "Your mother wears combat boots."
It was probably something along that line because I was not clever.
It probably was.
But I remember going home and telling my parents, "Like, dude, this kid gave me the finger," and then like I was like, "I'm gonna tell on him." They're like, "No, well, you know, what's the point? Don't." And they, like they like directed me not to. And then the first thing I did was go, "Oh." Gene Slater gave me the finger.
Gene Slater.
Gene Slater.
All I did was tell him to go suck an egg.
Yeah, it was. I don't even think it was like a demeaning comment or anything. I think he just said something silly out the window.
Yeah, like up your nose with a rubber
that was
hose.
My instant response.
Yeah. And I don't even know for sure if he even knew it was me. Like, he was just probably giving a finger to the bus. Like, he didn't know
probably. No, I know it was you. You were going to that friggin' the helmet bus school over there. Whatever it was. The short bus school.
Yeah, bro, I had no control over that, man. I was a minor.
Helmet bus.
Things that people don't know about Rampage.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it on the show.
What, did I went
you
to?
You got to get through. Yeah.
Well, a long time ago, probably.
Helmet bus?
Yeah.
No, I went to like a daycare until like fourth grade.
It was like a latchkey.
I went to daycare until fourth grade.
Dude, I was like literally.
Didn't your grams work there or some shit like that?
No. Actually, BC, Boston Cream. You know what I'm talking about, right? Bill?
Okay. Bill what?
Was BC's grandma or something?
His mom and grandmother worked there.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
somebody worked there.
Yeah,
because you guys lived over by the second part of the creek there.
Yeah, creek.
You guys
paddle-boated
your way home.
It's called a creek.
It's called a creek. Proper term. On our side of the highway, it's a creek.
But long story short with this, Steve went to a daycare where at one point he was probably 2 to 3 years older than the next oldest kid.
Yeah, but what you guys don't realize is
they just gave you a job there.
Understand how much pussy I got there.
Oh, ton.
No, that's legit. That's
how much 5-year-old pussy did you get?
Yeah. How many of them are stuffed animals?
Well, pussy.
listen.
In order to get to the pussy, how many holes did you have to cut into stuffed objects?
Steve raided the playroom.
When
again.
I drop the pee and I talk, when I refer to my past and I talk to pee, I just mean like I kiss a couple girls.
Okay.
And how many of those were during nap time?
I don't know if you can hear the inflections in Steve's voice when he lies.
We're getting used to it.
Do you know how hard it was, though?
You listen for when he's about to tell a story, and then it kind of clicks in, and you're like, oh, this is a complete lie.
Yeah, I don't lie. But you know how hard it was to sit in the playground on the other side, the inside of the fence, and then watch all you guys walking home from school alone?
Yeah, running rampant like a bunch of degenerates.
Yeah, well, if you were friends with me back then, you could have just come over to my house.
That's true. Yeah, and then he could watch you sleep.
I wasn't allowed to cross the highway, all right?
Yeah.
36 is dangerous.
Yeah, Matt actually, to this day, is not allowed to walk across the highway.
Yeah. I can drive across it. I'm just not allowed to walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Across the highway.
Oh, shit, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah,
I did.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, well, I used to cross the highway with Slater all the time. And
then some kid got creamed, and then Matt wasn't allowed to fucking do it no more.
He did.
And you weren't allowed to drive when there was black ice?
Black ice, yeah.
Not black ice. Black ice.
Oh.
My mom says it sounds like black eyes, so I usually like to just keep rolling with it.
Matt Chio, there's black eyes out there.
There's black eyes on the road. Be careful. All right, Ma. No problem. Mm-hmm. There's always black eyes.
You only see them when they smile.
You know, baby banana tits get pulled over on 36. He pulled over to the median.
Oh, that's actually like, not baby banana tits.
No, somebody else.
We'll send you a picture of baby banana tits.
No.
Lubitz. Didn't Lubitz?
Yes.
Lubitz get pulled over when he first got his license, and he pulled to the barrier as opposed to pulling
that
to
the shoulder. That was on the way to wrestling school.
That was on the way to wrestling school. They got separated from us at McDonald's. And we caught up to
from
them
all places.
In Long Branch. So I just flicked my high beams behind him at a red light to let him know, hey, we're here. Yeah. You remember us? And when I flicked my high beams, he took that as, oh, go. And he, and he just drove through a red light and got pulled over instantly.
No, wasn't it a turn? Wasn't there like a turn
signal? No, he was at a red light. And I just flicked my high beams like, hey, look, I'm behind you now. Because we were not behind you the whole time. And then fucking Will just goes through.
I was in my car
no,
as well.
Didn't you go through too?
Yeah.
No, I did. I did, and the cop was behind us. And I started to pull over, like, oh, fudge. Because I went because Will went. Like, I didn't even realize. And then the cop, I see the cop just waving me with his hand to keep going. And then pull Will over, and he pulls over to the median. And the cop gets on his PC thing, or whatever it's called, radio, and he's like, pull over to the side of the road.
It was so embarrassing.
Actually,
I just remember that story and, like, laughing. Like,
you're still laughing today.
Hours on end.
Dude. And then Will just pulled right into the water.
Twan, there was another time when Lubitz Slater took us home from wrestling school.
Oh, God.
And he was like, oh, I'm going to take a shortcut. Mm-hmm. And he thought he was getting on the parkway, but got on Route 18 and then had no idea where he was.
Yeah.
And then he starts screaming at me going, Steve, where did you take me?
He drove to like New Brunswick.
And I had nothing to do. I had nothing to do with why he got an 18. Like me and Matt are just quiet. Yeah. Like, or like just bullshit.
You might have made a comment like, why are you going this way?
We did. He's like, my parents told me it's a shortcut home.
No, it's not. It isn't.
And he didn't get on the parkway. He got on 18.
You're driving the opposite direction.
And I actually got us home from Old Bridge or New Brunswick.
It was probably Old Bridge, yeah.
But, yeah, he was like, where did you take me? That's the first thing he blurts out.
Where are you taking me?
Did you tell your brother to suck it?
Oh, that was great.
All right, well, we're going on 20 minutes here with Christian Slater.
Yeah, beat it.
Christian Slater can go if you want. I don't want to tie up your phone.
They're telling us you got to go. last week we talked about Ron Jeremy.
I tried getting his rum today.
Me?
Yeah, we couldn't find... his rum.
Rum Jeremy.
Rum Jeremy.
Mm.
He licks his own penis.
Sure.
He's a talented fella.
Yeah, he's got a big gut.
I've done it.
Well, he has been cleared for porn.
Did you say queered?
What, cleared. Blood test?
Oh. Is he out of the hospital?
After his aneurysm.
Mm. Oh, no.
He has been cleared for sex, and he will continue to be.
You know why he had an aneurysm?
Because of sex.
From squeezing his cock so much.
Yes, I can't believe it, man. I can't wait till you watch this China porn. I've said it. This is like probably 4 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
But how he can't even get hard no more.
He put like a zip tie on it.
He should do that instead of just holding it with his fucking index and middle finger and his thumb, like
just pinching it to keep all the
blood. Like it's a normal like colored like Schwartz, but then it turns purple just to fucking stick it in something because he cuts the blood.
Well, he was trying to get it in China, so
that might be hard to get it
tough
up.
Tough to do.
Yeah, I'm not being 100% accurate with that.
Dude, she's so gross.
Yeah.
If it was like Brie Olsen, is that a real name?
No idea.
Is that a porn chick?
Yeah,
Brie Olsen.
Yeah.
I'm bad with real people names.
Did you say Brie Silva? Brie Silva.
Remember her?
Yeah, what happened to that?
We gotta have her in studio again soon.
I could do a great Brie Silva impression.
Do it. That's good. It's visual.
Yeah, can we get those in studio again?
Those
brand.
Where did they live?
Where did those live?
She was a nice girl.
She was.
She is. She's a sweetheart.
She was a good sport.
Yeah. Until she showed off her fucking scarred up, burnt leg.
Oh,
that was what ruined it.
What?
I'm just kidding, Brie.
Why are you even looking at her legs?
Why
are you even looking at her legs when she comes in wearing a halter top?
Hey, everybody, look at my shark bite.
Guys, check out my leg. Oh, yeah. Is it wearing a bra?
I was avenging the death of Steve Irwin and a stingray got me. Remember when that happened? Steve Irwin died and people were going into the water and killing stingrays?
I don't remember that.
Remember that?
I don't remember that, but I remember somebody showing up with a Halloween costume where they were dressed as Steve Irwin with a thing and throw him.
And that was like a month after he died.
And I high-fived the guy and I'm like, that's fucking great. Yeah, you're funny.
Would you guys bang his wife?
I don't know that I remember what she looks like.
Winona Ryder? She looks like a skinny version of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Kind of looks like Laura Dern, if I remember.
Who?
I don't know these people.
Something How old's the daughter now?
She probably got to be close to 18 now. What are you, are you farting, Dirk?
No, I smell like burger or something. Are you eating again, Matt?
Again?
Matt's ass is recycling the burger scent.
Somebody's cooking.
Somebody's baking brownies.
Oh, I want brownies now.
Oh, my God.
Let's get some brownies.
Do we have
What's
any?
Her name? Who's corny guys?
Terry Irwin.
Oh, okay. She's not dead.
Huh?
She didn't die.
No, that's their
Steve,
how long they were married for. She's so less significant than he is that she's listed as the spouse and how long they were married, like on his death date.
She was hideous. You know what she reminded me of, though?
She's not
she
hideous.
Reminded me of the chick from Jurassic Park.
She's definitely an awkward looking woman, but she's like, I don't know.
Is that her, like all cut up, flexing?
Na, 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 she's in shape. Na, na.
Let me get
I am
a.
Married to the crocodile
like,
hunter.
She's not attractive, but she's
well. Let
like,
me let me get a Derek worst shot ever.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yes. Oh my God, is that her?
She's on the gas.
Look at the fucking arms.
She curls monkeys.
What the zoom. Fuck?
Give us some zoom.
This
what
has got to. That's
that?
Yeah. That's got to be recent as hell.
Sure it is.
It's bodybuilding.com.
Yeah. She's definitely Botox in two in the
Did
face.
Did she
there.
Do this? Yeah. She wasn't that big when they were together.
No.
Yo, I hate women's necks, man, because they got no Adam's apple, so they like weird concave look.
It, yeah, sinks in.
It looks like
Shut up.
Like a robot's neck. Like if you could see like the pure like mechanical
dude,
parts that didn't make it move.
Dude, I'm not even trying to be offensive right here. If you can Photoshop the watches off. And then Photoshop Kev's face in, it would look like his
it
upper
does.
Body.
It really does.
That's what your upper body looks like.
It does.
He's like, yeah, shit. It looks like a chick.
No, I just saw Kev flex before, and he's got bigger guns than her.
Yeah, but like that's the same idea. Like,
there's some other.
Do I need to take my shirt off?
No, you don't.
She's got a.
But I saw you do that before. And
hold on, I'm gonna go to the screen region here. She's got 24-inch pythons, and she's got a 24-inch python. This is pretty crazy.
And I'll give her my 4-inch python right now.
I'll give her my hot 2-incher.
I gotta admit, she actually looks better jacked up than she did before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is she so jacked?
She's probably curling all the fucking money that he left behind.
Can you sue Stingray?
Actually, yeah, Derek, you can't see this shot that Matt's got, can you?
Well, he can see it on the.
She can probably jack.
Yeah,
his
I can see it
right
on
off.
The delay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I said, she could be a lot worse.
Is there any nudes of her?
Probably not. But here
There's
she is.
Gotta
she's,
be.
She's pumping iron. She's got a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? When you're a millionaire, you have time to work out all day. You'll look like that.
You think she would do porn? Yeah.
With me?
You think she?
I think she's a little older,
she
do, right?
She
think,
is,
Would she
yeah.
do porn? Dude.
If she did porn, could you call it the crocodile hunter?
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, no. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
She's got flapjacks.
Nice.
We have
the same picture up there. I'm just gonna keep
really
going
nice.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what though? Her husband's
camera one,
dead. She's yearning
camera
for
two.
The dick.
Camera one.
She's yearning
camera
for
two.
The D-Rick.
Yeah. She's camera got flapjacks.
One. Yeah. Whatever.
She's also got pecs.
You don't give it to
her. Yo, flapjacks are probably the worst tits ever.
All right. I'm gonna go on record right now and say I would.
Is it too early for
I
flapjacks?
You know, all right, how about this? The most unfortunate flapjacks, Lady Gaga.
I've never seen
really?
Her tits. She's got flapjacks.
Have you seen pictures of her lately?
No.
She's a fucking big fat animal now.
Is
what?
She?
She's
big
a
fat animal?
Yeah, I swear.
Let's see.
Just Google fat Lady Gaga.
Lady
Gaga?
You got to see what,
fat
what
lady
she's become.
Gaga.
I mean, all right, for the record, yeah, I would. Only because of her body.
You got to see the despicable mess Lady Gaga has become.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And she's so tiny.
And she's still wearing the same shit she used to wear, but now she's just oozing out of it.
Oh, this is like the Christina Aguilera thing. Oh, yeah, she's thickening up. Look at that.
Well, she went on a thing saying that she, you know, F your body image or F your beauty standards bullshit.
Now she looks like a midget.
Yeah.
I'd still bang her, I guess, though. But she's got to be covered in that blood dress and fucking have
blood
makeup
dress.
On.
Find the one of her ass.
Hopefully,
her ass is like.
Oh yeah,
despicable.
She's like. Maybe you're.
You know what though? She's a hell of a performer. Regardless,
sure,
she
is.
She's
got
like
a Buddha belly.
I think Derek, you've actually been on record as saying that you actually enjoy her music.
She looks like a tranny trying
it
to
was
be Madonna.
Drilled into my head, yeah.
I go on
I
record
it.
Saying I enjoy her music.
Yeah, in fact, Matt and I were just talking.
Well, Matt,
about
you've
that.
Weirdly, oddly, always been into female singers.
I'm into a variety.
This one thing I have noticed since working with Matt is he does get into chick rock.
He loves it. Chicks,
mm-hmm.
Which is nothing wrong with that, but that's his thing.
Because mm-hmm. I like to think that they're singing about me.
Well, whatever reason you were into chick rock, that
you know, which is perfectly fine. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you think maybe I'm insulting you.
Well, you just did, but.
No, I'm not. I'm
you
not,
said it
though.
Disparagingly.
No, I'm not. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
For me, though, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of psychological reason, but I can't get into, like, women
but
fucking music.
Contrastly, my favorite singer, well, songwriter of all time is Peter Steele.
Oh, so. Well, she's not that great.
Yeah. That drag queen, Peter Steele. And you can't get much more, you know, manly than Peter Steele.
Well, no. I mean, his dick is actually growing still.
By the way,
his skin is receding as he's decomposing. Except for his penis.
Real quick, Lady Gaga had to cancel her tour because of joint inflammation.
From being fat.
It probably is. Wait a minute. Or that she was lighting up.
Chronic pain, torn hip, joint inflammation.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, she definitely is bloated up. But maybe the flapjacks are filling out now.
Well, her tits are nice, but she is ugly shit.
Not. Yeah, she's not a good looking. Maybe she's going for the Adele look.
Do you ever see that? Did you ever see that video the footage of Lady Gaga getting off that motorcycle and her dick pops out?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Come on.
No, she has an oversized clit, but whatever.
What are you talking about? Where are you from?
Earth?
Here's a picture accentuating the flapjacks.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Lady Gaga.
I think that's Bette Midler.
Who's that?
Can you focus in on that nipple that's showing?
Well, it's not a nipple. It's.
Oh, it's a design.
It looks like zebra duct tape over her.
She's wearing zebra duct tape.
But you can see.
Oh, she's gay. If I was a chick, I would definitely show my nipples.
Dude, Lady Gaga has zebra nipples. And they're square. And it fucking rules.
Wow, I typed in Lady Gaga flap and flapjack came up. And meat flaps.
Meat flaps.
That's interesting.
Meat flaps rhymes with bee shaps, which rhymes with Holocaust.
What? Meat flaps. Here, I'm not going to bring this one up, but there's a little nip slip picture.
Bring it up.
Where you can see the flappers. Well, I'll show Steve.
Yeah, bring it up.
I'll show Steve.
Focus in on it. Matt used to always show me awesome porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how.
Me too.
I don't know how, but Matt, for some reason, always got chicks that we went to school with, like titty shots.
What?
I don't know. I'm saying that.
I wish I did. There you go. As you can see, Steve.
I was always waiting for that.
Oh, God. What is wrong with that?
That's her breast.
That looks like the life has been literally sucked out of it.
It looks like she breastfed for like 5 kids.
Like it looks like you could peel it up like a blister.
But now that she's gained weight, there's a good chance they've filled out some.
It looks like if the hood of your car was slanted and you put a snowball on it on a sunny day and it started to run down.
Oh yeah.
That's a bit much.
By the way, celebrities do that on purpose.
Sure they do.
What, make your tits all fucked up?
Oh.
Like, that's why I sent my dick pic to you guys today. You know, just for the press.
Thanks.
Just for the press.
Maybe we'll get into that on Thursday.
Yeah, sweet. But getting into the flapjacks with Lady Gaga.
I prefer waffles.
It's unfortunate because she's a very small person, so that means those are very, very small flapjacks. And that just...
Dude, flapjacks are the worst titties ever.
I can deal with the flapjacks if they're enormous.
Dude, I don't get it.
What?
Do your tits hang low? Can you swing them 2 and 2?
Just like I like a variety of music, I like a variety of breasts.
I mean, I do like my share of weird tits.
Me in the chat, who we still don't know who it is, says she looks like a garbage pail kid.
Yeah.
That's got to be Clutch.
Lady
is Clutch in the chat?
Lady Gross Gross.
Is Clutch in the chat?
I guess it is Clutch.
It's got to be
Clutch. Isn't there.
Now he's clutching his wiener looking at Lady Gaga.
And clutching his wiener looking at my wiener.
And Slater is directing the show.
He's the man.
More news. Wow. Move off the tits.
We're
going to
go
next
back.
Subject.
Thursday is all tits. All
right. Hang in the chat, guys. We're going to come back in a couple minutes for next
fucking
week's show.
Titty Thursday. We'll see you guys Thursday.
Sort of.